Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 31. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Det är så trevligt att vara tillbaka.
Ja, det är väl länge sedan.
Jättelänge sedan.
It has been some time since we recorded an episode of Coffee Break Swedish, and we're delighted to be back. And indeed, this next group of lessons is a little bit different because for lessons 31 to 40 in all our Coffee Break courses, we always take a trip to a country where the language is spoken. Now, Hanna, that has not quite been possible this time round, has it?
No, and I think we all know why.
Indeed. So instead of doing a real trip, we're kind of going to be doing a virtual trip. So we've been recording some content with Lovisa and some other people around where Lovisa stays in Örebro. And we've been doing that at a distance, but we've made it into a series of recordings, which are as if we've taken this trip to Sweden and I am practicing my Swedish for real, in many cases, with all the people that we've brought together for this batch of lessons. Det låter bra.
Det låter jättebra. And I'm really excited because I haven't been able to be at home in Sweden. So it felt like I was a little bit in Sweden.
Jättebra. Okay, so basically over the next 10 lessons, you're going to be experiencing my trip to Sweden, even though I didn't go. But nonetheless, we've got all these different situations and it's a great opportunity to take the language that we've covered so far in Coffee Break Swedish and take it that little bit further as we hear, in a sense, the phrases and the words that we've covered in our main lessons put into practice in a slightly different way.
And the good thing with these lessons is that you will hear different voices and different accents. And so you just don't hear my voice all the time. How about that, Mark?
Indeed. And I think, there definitely are different accents. But also, I think I have noticed different speeds of delivery. Some people speak Swedish very quickly indeed. So that's been a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Now, we should say that in the future, we very much hope that it will be possible to do a real trip to Sweden and make content for you in future seasons of Coffee Break Swedish in the way that we have done in our other languages. But we'll have to wait a little while before we can do that. For now, I think we should get started because we're going to be traveling to Sweden. And the story is that my wife and I are heading to Örebro to meet Lovisa and her family there. So I think we should get started with the lessons. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja. So when you got to Edinburgh Airport, Mark, you sent Lovisa a text?
I did indeed. På svenska, naturligtvis. So let's have a listen to my text that I sent to Lovisa to say that we were on our way. Hej Lovisa, jag och Katrina är på flygplatsen. Vi ska snart åka till Stockholm och ser fram emot att prata svenska i Sverige. Vi ses snart. Okay, so I was saying there, I was trying to say at least, I hope this was right. We're going to Stockholm first and we're looking forward to speaking Swedish in Sweden. Vi ser fram emot att prata svenska i Sverige.
Ja, perfekt.
Okay, and Lovisa replied. Let's have a listen to Lovisa's text message in response.
Hej Mark, hoppas allt går bra. Jag har varit i Stockholm och hälsat på några vänner. Så jag kommer och möter er i ankomsthallen när ni landar på Arlanda flygplats. Ska vi fika innan vi åker till Örebro? Trevlig resa. Vi ses snart.
Okay, so you'll need to help us a little with this, Hannah, I think. Can you just read through each part and we'll work through it together?
Yes, so, hey Mark, hoppas allt går bra. Do you remember the hoppas?
Yeah, the hoppas is I hope, but it's one of those funny verbs, isn't it? It's like a passive verb or something?
Yeah, it's one of those that isn't actually passive, but it still ends with S on the end.
Okay, so you could say ja hoppas.
Ja, absolut.
Okay, so hoppas allt går bra. I hope everything is going well.
Jag har varit I Stockholm och hälsat på några vänner.
So I think Lovisa is saying that she has been in Stockholm och hälsat på några vänner. So something about some friends. Has she... hälsningar, you send your emails with hälsningar at the end, don't you?
Yeah, which means greetings. But we have a lot of different hälsa.
Okay.
And this is a particular verb. So when we say hälsa på, I think we have talked about this earlier. Hälsa på.
Is it when you meet up with friends or something like that?
Yeah, that you have visited somebody. So this is, and I know you have missed Swedish grammar.
Naturligtvis. Like,
but here we do perfect. So you know when we have the T on the end. Mm-hmm. So hälsat på.
So I have visited some friends.
And then Louisa continues and she says, så jag kommer och möter er I ankomsthallen när ni landar på Arlanda flygplats.
Right, so Arlanda flygplats is Arlanda airport in Stockholm,
yes.
Outside Stockholm. Jag kommer och möter er. I will come and meet you both. It's the plural form. I ankomsthallen. So I'm guessing that is the arrivals hall?
Yes, exactly. Good. Ankomst. So arrival, ankomst.
Ankomst. Okay, so ankomsthallen. När ni landar på Arlanda flygplats, when you land in Arlanda.
Ja, precis.
Okay.
And then she asks you a question. Ska vi fika innan vi åker till Örebro?
So the wonderful fika. Shall we have a coffee before, innan, is that before?
Yes.
Vi åker till Örebro. Shall we have a coffee before we go to Örebro?
Ja, and then she ends the SMS with trevlig resa, vi ses snart.
So I've heard this before, trevlig resa, so have a good journey, enjoy your flight, vi ses snart, see you soon.
Yeah, exactly.
So on our arrival in Arlanda, we did indeed meet Lovisa. And let's have a listen to how that conversation went.
Hey, välkomna till Sverige. Har allt gått bra? Welcome to Sweden. Has everything been going well?
Tack så mycket.
Vi är väldigt glada att vara här.
Hur gick det att flyga?
Oj då, jag förstår inte den första frågan.
How was the flight? Hur gick det att flyga? So literally, how did it go to fly?
Allt gick bra. Det var inte så mycket folk på planet.
Oh, that's great. So, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to discovering a new part of the world that I don't know.
And I'm looking forward to practicing my Swedish. Lovisa, do you think people will automatically speak in English to me?
Yeah, you're right. Swedes really like to speak English, so you have to tell them that you're here to practice your Swedish.
Okay, I should be able to do that. Can you help me? How would I say that?
Mm-hmm. Jag är här för att träna på min svenska.
So the för att plus the infinitive in order to do something, yeah?
Yeah, exakt.
Okay, so jag är här för att träna på min svenska. Okay, what other types of questions do you think people are likely to ask me?
They might ask, hur kommer det sig att du reser till Sverige?
Can you say that again?
Hur kommer det sig att du reser till Sverige?
Is that kind of like how come you're traveling to Sweden?
Ja, exakt.
Okay. So I guess, I could be here on holiday. I think I know that. Jag är här och vi är här på semester.
Ja, precis. Jättebra.
Okay. What about on business? If I were here on business, something to do with affären?
Yeah. I'd probably use the word arbeta.
Ah, okay. Could I say then, jag är här för att arbeta?
Ja, exakt.
So I'm here to work, I guess.
Ja.
Okay, and what about, now I should know, to visit, besöka?
Mm-hmm.
Could I say, vi är här för att besöka vår familj? Mm.
Jättebra. And then you might also be asked, vad ska ni göra i Sverige?
Right, vad ska ni göra i Sverige? What will you do in Sweden?
Ja, precis.
I should be able to answer this. How would we say we'll be going to see friends?
Vi ska hälsa på vänner.
Hälsa på.
Ja.
Is hälsa not something to do with greeting?
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you put the stress in that sentence. So if you say hälsa på, it means you're visiting someone. But if you say hälsa på, it means that you're greeting someone.
Okay, right. Vi ska hälsa på vänner. And then when we're there, vi ska hälsa på vänner.
Exakt.
Okay. What about we're going to travel around a little?
Vi ska resa runt lite.
Vi ska resa, so that's travel runt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so vi ska resa runt lite. Och självklart, vi ska prata svenska.
Almost. Självklart ska vi prata svenska. Oh,
of course. I should have known that. Okay.
That's great though. And what about this one? Har ni varit här förut?
Right. Have you been here before?
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's see. Okay, if it were my first time, could I say det är min första gång?
Gång
i Sverige. Ja.
Exakt, jättebra.
It's my first time in Sweden. Let's see that again.
Det är min första gång i Sverige.
Det är min första gång i Sverige. Okay, mm-hmm. What about if I were here last year? What I would say?
Jag var här förra året.
Förra året, so last year. Jag var här förra året. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if I've been here many times?
Jag har varit här många gånger.
So there we've got the gånger again. So jag har varit här många gånger.
Ja, yeah, exakt. Jättebra.
Okay.
And then there's also, hur kommer det sig att du pratar så bra svenska?
So that's that kommer again. Hur kommer det sig, I think you said.
Yeah.
So how come att du pratar så bra svenska, that you speak such good Swedish?
Exakt. This is an important question.
Jag hör på en podcast, en podd.
Almost. We'd use the verb lyssna på.
Jag lyssnar yeah. på en podd som heter Coffee Break Swedish, och det är jätte fantastiskt.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
Okay.
Katrina, are you following all of this?
I'm happy to listen and learn. It's Mark who wants to practice his Swedish.
Why don't we practice all of this in a conversation then?
Bra idé.
Okay.
And we'll just pause this recording there, because we will have a listen to the conversation in a moment. But Hannah, any thoughts on all of that?
Well, I was just very impressed.
Well, I had a good teacher, obviously, in you in the lead up to this, and obviously a great helper with Lovisa, as I was learning some of these phrases in preparation for lots of conversations in our virtual trip to Sweden. Anything that you want to pick up on?
I was thinking about hur kommer det sig, and I think hur kommer det sig is a quite advanced move. So I was impressed by Louisa introducing that, and I think you understood it really quickly.
So you could use hur kommer det sig at, and then something else with lots of different situations. So could I say, how come you are here today?
Ja, precis.
Hur kommer det sig att du är här idag?
Ja.
Okay. Can you give us another example?
Ja, hur kommer det sig att du inte spelar fotboll den här helgen?
Oh, right. So how come you're not playing football this weekend coming?
Ja.
Okay. So hur kommer det sig, a useful expression when you're curious about something, and it's followed by at and then just a normal clause. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's always a question.
Okay. Good. Anything else that you wanted to pick up on?
Well, Mark, you know how much I like grammar, and we've just talked a little bit about the T on the end. Uh-huh. And here you had another question Louise asked you. Har ni varit här förut?
Yeah, so have you been here before? So is this like a perfect tense again?
Yes. So it's something that is still relevant.
Mm-hmm. Har ni varit här förut?
Ja. And then I notice, I'm sorry, Mark, but maybe a mistake. I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. You said that you here to besöka vår familj.
Do you know, I think I was imagining that I had personally family in Sweden, as opposed to visiting Lovisa's family. So
I was suspecting that. And your family is called Benny Anderson or something.
Well,
like
yeah, yeah, obviously we're very, very close, you know. Yeah. But I think I should possibly have said din familj, talking to Lovisa.
Ja, perfect. So you're talking about Lovisa's family, her yeah. family.
So your family, din familj.
Yes.
If Lovisa and her sister had been there, how would I have said your family in that situation?
Then you would have said er familj.
Is that er?
Ja.
Er familj. So that's the possessive form of ni.
Ja, precis.
Right, that makes sense. Can I ask you one thing that is really confusing me? And that's this business of hälsa på or hälsa på.
I suspected that you wouldn't like that. None of my students like this thing. When I start to talk about this in class, they're like, yeah, I'm giving up.
So what's the difference? Let's hear the two phrases first of all.
So hälsa på. So jag hälsar på mina vänner. Och jag hälsar på mina vänner.
Right, so which one's which? If you, the second one there, you said, jag hälsar på mina vänner.
That is that I'm greeting my friends. I'm saying, hej, hej.
Okay, so jag hälsar på mina vänner.
Ja, but if you're visiting them, you say, jag hälsar på mina vänner.
Jag hälsar på mina vänner.
Perfect.
Right, so it's just the difference between, in a sense, the stress being placed on the på and the hälsa. Is that correct?
Yes, and we have quite a lot of what we call partikelverb. So you have like a add-on in the end of a verb that the stress is so important.
Mm-hmm. And so can other verbs have the same idea where they can mean one thing depending on where you place the stress, whether it's on the preposition afterwards versus whether it's on the verb itself?
Yes, luckily for you, Mark, there are plenty of them. But we will come across them in time. So,
okay, we will pause there while I try to work out this difference between hälsa på and hälsa på, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so today we are on our virtual journey on our way to Örebro with Lovisa, but we are currently in the Arlanda airport in Stockholm and having a chat. And what Lovisa had just suggested before we finished the listening to that section of our recording is that we practice what we've learned so far in a conversation. And this would be a typical conversation that I might have with anybody stopping me in the streets and asking me what I'm doing in Sweden, why am I learning Swedish, all that kind of thing, Anna, yeah?
Yes, and it's things that you have practiced, and the Swedes going to be so excited that you are able to say these things in Swedish. We speak English all the time, and we get, I know I've said that before, but we get quite amazed when people are trying to speak Swedish.
Well, I hope I'm not going to let you down. Let's continue our recorded conversation, and we'll have a listen to our kind of demo conversation, our sample conversation that Lovisa and I had in the airport.
Hey, pratar du engelska?
Ja, men jag vill träna på min svenska. Jag kommer ifrån Skottland.
Ah, vad roligt. Varför är du i Sverige?
Jag är här på semester.
Jaha, förstår du mycket svenska?
Jag förstår mer än vad jag kan prata. Jag pratar lite norska också. ibland hjälper det och ibland inte.
Är det första gången du är i Sverige?
Nej, jag har varit här förut. Jag var i Malmö förra året och jag har varit i Stockholm många gånger.
Jättebra. Jaha, vad kul. Vad ska du göra den här gången?
Jag och min fru ska hälsa på en familj här.
Hur kommer det sig att du pratar så bra svenska?
Det finns en fantastisk podd som heter Coffee Break Swedish. Och den är allt du behöver.
Jaha, jag måste berätta det för alla mina utländska vänner.
Ja, det måste du.
Hoppas du får en trevlig semester.
Tack så mycket. Okay, Hannah, can we go through our dialogue here? And if you can read both parts, and then this will give me a chance to improve my pronunciation and also for us all to understand everything that's being said here.
Yes, absolutely. So, Lovisa start to say, okay, hej, pratar du engelska?
So, do you speak English?
And you reply, ja. Men jag vill träna på min svenska. Jag kommer ifrån Skottland.
Right, so this is one of the phrases that Lovisa taught me. So, jag vill träna på min svenska. With the träna på, is that like hälsa på? Do we put the stress on the på there?
Yes, exactly. Because it's, you want to practice and then we have the på as a preposition there. So, so I want to practice
On my Swedish.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so jag vill träna på min svenska. What does träna mean on its own?
So it means to train. So you can say, like, if you talk about exercising, you can just say, jag tränar, T till ett maraton.
Oh, okay. I'm training for. Are you training for a marathon?
You know me so well. Of course I do.
Okay. Jag vill träna på min svenska. So I want to work on my Swedish. I want to train on my Swedish. Jag kommer ifrån Scotland. So I come from Scotland.
And Louisa's response to that is, vad roligt. Varför är du I Sverige?
So I love this word, roligt, especially the way you say it, roligt. Is it like fun or cool or something like that?
Yeah, like great or something. I think roligt is often difficult to translate because we say it for fun, funny, and when it's just something that is great as well.
Okay, so var roligt. And then she asks me, varför är du I Sverige? Why are you in Sweden?
Ja. And you explain, jag är här på semester.
So again, one of the things that we went through previously, jag är här på semester. I'm here on holiday.
Ja. And I know you have missed your jahas. jaha, förstår du mycket svenska?
So yeah, a nice jaha, I see. Förstår du mycket svenska? Do you understand lots of Swedish?
Ja, and I liked how you explained this. Jag förstår mer än vad jag kan prata.
Yeah, so this is something that I had been practicing, I think. So jag förstår mer, I understand more än vad jag kan prata than what I can speak. And I think probably that's a fairly accurate representation of my Swedish. Jag förstår mer än vad jag kan prata.
This is one of the sentences my students also remember. And yeah. I was like, no, you can say so much more. But you explain, jag pratar lite norska också. Ibland hjälper det och ibland inte.
Yeah, I was kind of stumbling over that. But jag pratar lite norska också. I speak a little Norwegian too. Ibland, so sometimes, hjälper det, och ibland inte. Sometimes it helps, and sometimes it doesn't. Now, can I ask you there about ibland, hjälper det? So is that because our verb is in the second position after?
Yes, exactly. Well remembered.
So you could normally say, det hjälper, it helps. But if you're saying ibland, then starting the sentence with ibland, the next word has to be the verb, yeah?
Yes, and ibland, sometimes, is a time. So if you remember when we talked about starting a clause with a place or a time.
Mm-hmm. Could you say, det hjälper ibland?
Yes, you can.
But from your expression there, I'm kind of feeling that you think it sounds more natural to say, ibland hjälper det.
Yeah, so if you remember from ages ago, that we can put a time or a place in the end of the sentence, but then we have to start with the subject. So, det hjälper ibland. Ibland hjälper det.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So, sometimes it helps, ibland hjälper det, och ibland inte. And sometimes it doesn't help.
Ja. So, Lovisa asks you, är det första gången du är I Sverige?
So, är det första gången, is it the first time du är I Sverige, you are in Sweden? Is this your first time in Sweden? Can I ask you about första gången? I thought that it should be den första gången. When you're kind of using an adjective with a noun, then you need to use that definite form, den första gången.
Yes, it should. And I like that you listen to me, Mark. You're my favorite student. But the thing is that Lovisa and I, we are Swedish, so we speak quickly. And sometimes we drop things, as you know.
Okay, that makes sense. So we can say, är det första gången or är det den första gången? Both would be correct.
Yes.
Jättebra. Okay. So it's not my first time in Sweden, as I explain.
Yes, so you use your perfect again. Nej, jag har varit här förut.
So no, I have been here before. We learned that.
Jag var I Malmö förra året och har varit I Stockholm många gånger.
Okay, so jag var. Again, we've learned this before. I was. Just a simple past tense. Jag var i Malmö förra året. I was in Malmö last year. Och har varit i Stockholm många gånger. And I have been to Stockholm or in Stockholm many times.
Yes.
Okay.
Lovisa responds, jättebra. Jaha, vad kul. Vad ska du göra den här gången?
Okay, so jättebra, great. Jaha, vad kul, how fun, what fun. Vad ska du göra den här gången? What will you do this time around? So den här gången.
Ja, precis. And you remember why we use ska here instead of kommer, for example?
It's something I find tricky. Can you explain why this would not be vad kommer du att göra den här gången? Is it something to do with free will or whether I am going to do it as a result of something else?
Yes, exactly. So Lovisa is asking what your plans are. What do you want to do when you go to Sweden?
Yeah. So I think you said that kommer at is used for things like weather, where you've got kind of no control over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. Right, we'll no doubt see a few more examples of ska and kommer at in time, in good time. Okay, so what do I plan to do this time around?
Jag och min fru ska hälsa på en familj här.
So, my wife and I will visit a family here.
Yes, and you said that perfectly, the hälsa på.
Okay, so hälsa på en familj, as opposed to just greeting a family, hälsa på en familj.
Ja, precis.
Got it.
And then Lovisa is asking you, hur kommer det sig att du pratar så bra svenska?
So this is this question, how come you speak such good Swedish?
Ja, det finns en fantastisk podd som heter Coffee Break Swedish och den är allt du behöver.
Yeah, this is another thing I'd practiced. There's a fantastic podcast that's called Coffee Break Swedish. Och den är allt du behöver. It's all you need. It's everything you need. Now, I should put in a little caveat here. I don't actually think it's all you need. You need to use a variety of learning materials to combine your Swedish podcasts with other materials, with watching series on TV, using Duolingo, all the different elements that you can. But yeah, Coffee Break Swedish certainly goes a long way in everything that you need.
Absolutely, and I could just see you speaking to Swedish people on a square or something, just saying that there finns en fantastisk podd som heter Coffee Break Swedish. Den är allt du behöver. So Lovisa is convinced, so she says, jaha, jag måste berätta det för alla mina utländska vänner.
Right, so berätta, is that about telling other people?
Yes.
Right, so jag måste berätta det, I must tell it för alla mina utländska vänner, for all my foreign friends, my friends from overseas?
Ja, precis.
Okay, and I say?
Ja, det måste du.
I was quite proud of this, I have to say. This det måste du, swapping the object here, det måste du, because yeah, I was quite pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Okay, and Lovisa finishes with?
Hoppas du får en trevlig semester.
So I hope you have a nice holiday. Right, now, this is the sort of program or the process that we'll go through with all of our conversations. We'll explain the conversation and then at the end we'll listen again. And since we've gone through the conversation by now, hopefully we'll understand everything second time round. So let's have a listen to our conversation one more time.
Hej, pratar du engelska?
Ja, men jag vill träna på min svenska. Jag kommer ifrån Skottland.
Ah, vad roligt. Varför är du i Sverige?
Jag är här på semester.
Jaha, förstår du mycket svenska?
Jag förstår mer än vad jag kan prata. Jag pratar lite norska också i... ibland hjälper det och ibland inte.
Är det första gången du är i Sverige?
Nej, jag har varit här förut. Jag var i Malmö förra året. Och jag har varit i Stockholm många gånger.
Jättebra. Jaha, vad kul. Vad ska du göra den här gången?
Jag och min fru ska hälsa på en familj här.
Ah, hur kommer det sig att du pratar så bra svenska?
Det finns en fantastisk podd som heter Coffee Break Swedish. Och den är allt du behöver.
Jaha, jag måste berätta det för alla mina utländska vänner.
Ja, det måste du.
Hoppas du får en trevlig semester.
Tack så mycket.
That went really well. It looks like you're ready for your first challenge.
Okay, that sounds scary.
So we're at Arlanda flygplats, but we need to get to Örebro. Why don't you go over to the information desk and try to find out how to get to Örebro from here?
And that is going to be the subject of our next lesson. We're going to leave it there for now. Hanna, tack så mycket.
Varsågod.
And we'll be back soon with the next installment of our virtual trip to Sweden. Hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.